Yeah, buddy. I went to bed early just to play this morning. I'm going to play a little catchphrase right meow on the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. Your chance to win tickets to Necropolis right now as we play catchphrase. Let's go to line number one. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Fail!
No.
Not again.
You are a fail. Y'all suck.
Dude, this is the third day you're calling us.
Rhymes with suck. The Joe and Alex show.
What? That doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme.
No, like you could have like
A-I-L.
You could have like sale rhymes with fail. What?
You know what rhymes with fail?
No, no. What rhymes with fail?
Y'all are a fail.
Did he say dog or
is
a fail?
Is he going to call us every single day at this time?
I don't know.
Fail.
Okay.
Fail.
How do you keep getting through?
F-A-I-L. Yeah,
okay.
Are we screening calls over there, Live the Web Girl?
DJ suck.
I'm trying, I swear.
How does this guy
you
even
failed.
Get through? Yeah.
I'm failing.
How does he fail? He didn't Live the Web Girl fail.
Is he still going?
I don't think so. I think he's gone.
He's gone.
Fail.
Nah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hang up.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Y'all suck. Going off.
All right, bye.
Really? I feel defeated. Like, do we even play a game now?
No.
The show must go on. Let's go to line number two. We're not going to line number one anymore. Wendy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you think we suck?
What is up with that guy, Wendy?
I don't know. Maybe he just thinks you're a big failure.
All right. Wendy's good at the observational stuff right there. I like that. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex, Wendy?
Team Alex.
Yeah.
All right. Locking you in. Hang on one second. Let's go to line number, I don't even know. Let's try number four. I do not want to go to that one. Hey, good morning. Hey, this is Haley.
Hi.
Hey, what up?
Not much.
Sorry, I'm a little flustered this morning. You're on Team Joe, if that's cool with you, unless you think we're a fail.
Oh, yeah, duh. You're not no fail.
Okay. All right. I like that. All right. We're going to play catchphrase this morning. And let's see here. I guess I'll go first. Because didn't you go first last time?
I don't know.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'll go first today. It'll be me and Haley. We just got to guess our butts off until the buzzer goes. We can skip one time. So just guess, Haley. Do your best because sometimes I'm not the greatest. Wendy, you sit in the background and chill until it's your turn. Here we go.
Okay.
Coming down in three. Let me get my paper. There it is. Okay. Three, two, go. Not the king, but the
queen.
Dogs do this. Instead of barking, they it's intimidation. Like they'll make a noise.
Growl.
Yep. Okay. This is something that you instead of pool, it's called. It's a fancy name for pool. Like what it's called when you're shooting it like the game with a stick.
Oh, billiards.
Yep. Okay. You look at this. Your GPS is it. It's something like it has a start point and an end point. It's the like the lay of the land. It's a
map.
Yep. Okay. It's not a. It's a, something inside of your body. It's like a funny catchphrase to say, like, it's not a.
I have no clue.
Okay, skip. The person cuts up meat, like at the deli. What are
butcher.
They called? Yep, okay. You something that protects you. Like superheroes have this. They hold it with their arm. It's a. Like it blocks stuff.
Shield.
Yep. Don't go in there. It's a.
Trap.
Joe and Haley got 6 points.
Okay, the one that you missed, I was trying to get you to say tumor. It's not a tumor.
I've never heard anyone say that.
I've never
heard that either.
You've never heard anyone say, it's not a tumor.
No.
It's not a tumor. You're going to do it more Arnold. A little more Arnold in there.
Hon. He's not a tumor.
Never heard of it. Heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just kidding.
By the way, did somebody rip ass? It stinks in here all of a sudden. Did anybody fart? Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm getting like a phantom fart smell. I'm serious. No. Don't blame the fat guy. I'm tired of that.
Whoever smelt it.
Dealt it.
I'm tired of your fartism. I'm tired of it. All right. You got to beat 6 here, Alex and Wendy. Otherwise, we have overtime. If you're ready. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Yes. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is a blank rind. Trashy people eat it from the gas station.
Pork rind.
Yeah, well, the first part.
Pork.
Yes. Whenever you have to get something done, your boss says, I need this before the...
Before the deadline.
Yes. Push me to the blank. All my friends are dead.
Push me to the edge.
Yes. Okay, so this is what happens on the TV shows in between when they try to sell you things.
Commercial?
Yeah. This is, there's a circle, there's a square, another shape is a...
Triangle?
Yes. When a girl has this sewn into her head, It's hair.
Please.
Yes. Hit the nail with the
hammer.
Yes. And a Minnesota sports team there.
Viking.
Yeah. Okay. This is a type of violin. It's the cello.
8 points for Alex and Wendy. Alex wins.
SpongeBob.
Wait a minute. I want to address something. What did you say about people that eat pork rinds?
They're trashy.
Screw you.
Pork rinds are the grossest snack. If you eat that, stay away from
you
me.
You only eat chicken nuggets. You got issues.
Yeah.
Congratulations going out to Wendy, winning those pair of Necropolis tickets. You can enter your friends and families at RadioNowIndy.com for our chainsaw wake up. Oh my gosh, that's going to be going on Friday morning.
Oh, guys.
We literally take Liv the Web Girl, bust in to your friend or family member's room as they are asleep in the middle of the night and wake them up with a chainsaw wielding guy. It is terrifying and worth it.
Yeah, RadioNowIndy.com. Go there, sign up, and we will set it all up to kick it off this. Okay, we get it. Jesus, that poor girl. This Friday here with the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on the line. We're going to get all of your information.